Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great simulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
And why wouldn't you want this to be your best year ever? I certainly want it to be my best year ever, and I'm so thrilled to announce that we're off to a very good start this year. In January, I was selected by Blog Talk Radio to be a featured host. The show has become increasingly popular. We have listeners, followers like never before. Very popular show worldwide, and it's very, very exciting, and many things have opened up that I am so pleased about. For example, I was just made only last week a lifetime member of a worldwide Who's Who. I'll be in the next one, and for everyone thereafter, lifetime membership. So much is going on that I'm very excited about, and I'm very excited about all of you who follow the show, because I am committed to have this be your best year ever as well. So, folks, welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. It is the hour to empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today, our very cool guest is Patricia Reed with a very hot topic. Let's talk about love. And that's something I do indeed love to talk about. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our special shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, JoyceBarryandFriends.com, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You'll want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends new fan page, which we hope to one day have finished. In the meantime, be sure to check like on our page. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I do go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today, Patricia Reed. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year indeed be your best year ever. Patricia Reed, I just want to say I'm certainly rooting for you to have this be your best year ever. And I'm so delighted that you are with us today. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here again.
And that's why we're so happy to have you back again. And folks, if you want to hear her other shows, you can go to our archives, JoyceBarryandFriends.com, October 26, 2012, where Patricia talks about forgiveness and letting go of anger, and January 16, 2013, communicating with your body, mind, all in our archives. So, folks, without further ado, let's kick off our show with an attitude adjustment.
Watch out, world. Here I come. This is Dr. Stan, Breakthrough Harris. And here is a declaration you need to read every day. Wow, what a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed, and I'm too elated to be agitated. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I'm healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I am an extraordinary person with incredible abilities that I will use to add value to others' lives. Because I know that as I help others reach their dreams, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the person or group of people today who are willing to use their power, their wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me. It is attracted to me because it comes abundantly from many sources. I use my money wisely because it's a tool to help those in need. It's also a way of keeping score, showing how many people's lives that I add value to. I am experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. If my mountain can't be removed, I will develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may experience a setback. Setbacks are only setups for comebacks. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I will make lemonade out of life's lemons. And if life knocks me down, I'll fall on my back, realizing that as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so that I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination. Thus, I will act now. I am a doer. I get results at last. I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come.
And here I go to the Coach's Corner, but first I just want to share, welcome to those of you in the chat room. Due to technical difficulties, I did get the chat room up. I can see what you have put in the chat room, but I can't put anything in the chat room myself. A technical breakdown, have no idea how to handle it. I just usually go back and forth. So I'm glad you're in there, Patricia, if you want to stay on top of it. Welcome back to Denise Yvette, a new friend in the chat room, and a new person in the chat room, never saw you there before, Kathy Clevenger. Welcome to the chat room, and if you put in there how you found out about our show, I always like to know how people find out about us. Would appreciate that. But folks, I can see you, but I can't figure out how to correspond with you. I just can't seem to get that working, so I'm glad you're in there, Patricia. Okay, here I am in the Coach's Corner, and since our show is Let's Talk About Love, I want to share this with you, something that I wrote that I really feel touches so many bases. I know that I have to love my computer even when it isn't working and I can't do what I'd like to do in the chat room, so I have to include that in today's Coach's Corner.
That's good.
Lesson as well. Okay, love.
Bless your computer.
Yes, I have to bless my computer. And that's the one thing I must admit that does drive me crazy is dealing with computer issues. Love encompasses so much in so many ways. There are so many types of love. You can love your spouse, your mate, your significant other. You can love your friends and your family. You can love your pets and other animals. You can love your job, career, or home business. You can love going to school and getting educated. You can love your country, your state, and your city. You can love your home and your car. You can love your leisure time. You can love your vacations. You can love watching television and going to the movies. You can love your hobbies. You can love music. You can love singing and dancing. You can love Broadway shows. You can love celebrities, movie stars, and sports heroes. You can love reading and writing. You can love food. You can love chocolate. You can love making money. You can love great healthy products. You can love business opportunities. You can love your accomplishments. You can love your body. You can love you, and you can love life. And I say, most importantly, you can love this radio show because this radio show will support you in all of the above. Patricia, what did you think of the bases that I covered with love?
Oh, my gosh. They're great. They're things that so many of us take for granted that we don't think of. Yeah, we love all these things, but I just also want to express that, you know, this show, your show does support us. I love your show, but your show supports us because you do, Joyce. You're the greatest, and I am just truly honored to have your friendship, to be your friend, and I want to express that there is so much love for you and so much appreciation for all the support you provide, not only through your show, but through who you are. Thank you.
And I thank you so much as well. It's such a pleasure to have you back here, and that's why I can't wait to discuss one of my favorite topics of all time. So we're going to be talking to Patricia Reed about love, but first let me tell you who is Patricia Reed, the founder and creator of energetic-mastery.com. That's energetic-mastery.com, creator of Energetic Mastery Mindset, coaching and mind shift subliminal videos. She's also a healer, trained as a practitioner of NLP, Theta Healing, Reiki Healing, TFT, and EFT. She could tell you more about those modalities, reconnective healing, as well as a spiritual teacher, empath, divine channel, and intuitive coach. Additionally, she's an expert in nutrition and mind-body-spirit detoxification, as well as an author. She does have a wonderful book out. She'll tell you about that as well. I have the book. It is really special, really, truly special. Patricia's focus in teaching is in purification of mind and body. As she works with you, she shows you how your mindset and subconscious programming have together been building the patterns and strategies that keep you stuck in self-sabotage and in training you how to find and clear the energy blockages so that you may remember who you really are and live in spirit's truth, achieving mastery and energetic evolution. Patricia, why don't you start by just sharing what Theta Healing is, TFT and EFT is. Since it's part of your credentials, people should know what it is.
Sure. Well, TFT is thought field therapy, and EFT is emotional freedom technique. And those are meridian tapping techniques that you can actually reprogram your subconscious mind by using tapping. And it's a great way to dispel old stagnant energy that gets stuck in your body and your body-mind and all of your energy bodies. And basically you can just tap out the old and tap in the new. It's a really, I suggest everybody try it at least once. And it has just an amazing, amazing effect for everybody who uses it.
Just one more comment about your wonderful book, The Space Between, that shows you how to spot the self-sabotaging patterns and strategies that are built off of suppressed anger and how to find the anger you likely don't even realize you have and how to forgive and release release it, Reclaiming Your Personal Power and Living in Total Freedom, a must-read book. Patricia Reed, author of The Space Between. Let's talk about love. Go ahead, Patricia.
Okay, wow, thank you. This is, I just love the way you introduced me, because, you know, that is an expression of love, and that is exactly what we're talking about today, is love. How does it manifest in our lives? How are we blocking it off, and what can we do to stop blocking it off and let more love into our lives? And I would like to start with a quote from one of my greatest, one of my most favorite people to quote, the great Buddha. All right, and he said, "You can search the entire universe and not find a single being more worthy of love than you. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection." Why is this so important? Well, because love is all there really is. And every time we judge ourselves, and anyone else for that matter, as unworthy or undeserving of love, we block ourselves off from love in some way. And without love, we die. So how are you judging yourself? How are you setting your own value? Are you telling yourself that you are only as good as the number in your bank account, your credit rating, the car you drive or the house you live in, the sports team you root for? What happens if they lose? Do you feel bad about yourself? The job you have? Your romantic partner? Are you only as good as your clothing size or a number on a scale? What about your physical attractiveness? Are you only as good as how you look outwardly? Are you judging yourselves by your accomplishments, your achievements, your goals? Are you attaching your sense of self-worth to something that is outside yourself? A thing? A doing. Well, guess what? You're not a thing, and you're not a doing. You are being. And beyond being, you are. You simply are. So how well do you know yourself? You have an ego that you know, okay? It's a conglomeration of subconscious programs on various levels that show you a form in a mirror with which you have identified yourself, but that's not who you are. You have an ego. You know this ego, at least fairly well, but your ego is terrified to have you know the real you that is beyond its vulnerable little shell that you have thought of as you. And if the real you that is requesting an audience with you right now, the reason why you are here listening to this show, because you have asked to be heard. You have asked yourself to listen to your real self. So who are you? Do you know? It's not for me to tell you. That's for you to discover and remember. And today I'm here to tell you about various ways in which you can practice getting to know the real you. What I can tell you is that, without a doubt, you are love. One of my favorite quotes from A Course in Miracles goes like this. Whenever you question your value, say, God himself is incomplete without me. God himself is incomplete without me. The first time I read that and really let that sink in, it amazed me. It absolutely floored me. I was like, what? What a notion that God himself could be incomplete without me? Seriously? How could that be? Well, we are not the ones who set our value, but rather spirit already has set our value as priceless beyond what we can even fathom. To spirit, we are whole, complete, and perfect. Only our egos could tell us otherwise, and it's our choice. It's always our choice whether or not to believe the ego, or maybe start listening to truth from spirit. To be humble is to see ourselves as spirit does. To lack humility is to believe the ego's notions of us, of ourselves and others, over the truth that spirit tells us about who and what we are. In the eyes of spirit, we are all one, all equal, all valued and priceless to Source. We could not despise ourselves without despising all others, and we could not hate another without hating ourselves. So one way to instantly raise your sense of self-worth and love yourself more is to remember that God Himself is incomplete without you. You are loved more than your ego could ever possibly even imagine, and there are no conditions on that love. You are loved simply because you are, not because of what you have or don't have or do or don't do, not because of your bank account or your house or your Maserati or Bugatti or your size zero Chanel dress that you fit perfectly into with your perfect hair and luscious lips and Prada bag and $1 million manicure, or your corporate status, your accomplishments or seeming lack thereof, or your belief in poverty or martyrdom. There is no reason, there is no doing, there is only love for you, without conditions, and that is the love that you are. All there is for you and me to do is to just be the love that we are, and let love into our lives. And love will be let into our lives to be manifest back to us in all of its glorious ways. So how is love manifest in our lives? Well, it's in everything that we appreciate. It's in the flowers that we see and smell. It's in the pets that love us. The purr of a cat who loves you, even when you think you're fat and broke. The smile of a stranger. The laugh of a child. The never-ending look of wonder and curiosity from the eyes of a baby that's not yet jaded. Love is appreciation expressed for what you provide, such as an energy exchange for your product or your service. A husband or a wife who listens to you moan and groan and complain, and instead of yelling back at you, you feel an arm around you, holding you and hugging you. The feeling of the earth beneath our feet, supporting us, always supporting us, connected to each and every one of us. And the sun that shines, how wonderful does that feel on your face? Yes, the sun that shines, it gives life and light to all. How about the unpleasant experiences we have with others? Perhaps that is the greatest gift of all that love gives us. For each person is a mirror, a reflection, and what we perceive in each other is actually the reflection back of what we cannot or will not perceive in ourselves. So we project it onto others. And each person that we perceive anger or greed or hatred or bigotry or any other thing from that we have judged so harshly, that person is really there in service for us, just as we are to them, allowing us to reflect our own judgments of ourselves back for us to see what we're holding on to, so that we may grow and evolve and learn how to let go of all those blockages that we cling to and move ever more deeply into the state of true and unconditional love, which is what we are. Every time we think some sort of thought about not being good enough, not being enough, being unworthy or worthless, undeserving, every time we judge ourselves in some negative way, every time we judge another person in some negative way, every time we become angry at another, enraged, impatient, every time we point a finger at someone else and blame, or we blame ourselves for something, including using words like, I'm guilty of this or that, or we're all guilty of this or that. Indeed, every time we assign guilt in any way, and especially every time we refuse to forgive ourselves or someone else, choosing instead to hold on to the past suffering and project it out to the future, we are blocking ourselves off from the now, which is love. Love is now. So here are some tips. Here's some mind, body, and spirit tips, things that we can do that will help us to get to know our real self better and remember to be the love that we really are, because, you know, the ego would like for us to forget. So number one, and this is from the mind, pay attention to your inner dialogue and your outer speech. Even in the book of Proverbs, in the Bible, there's a proverb that says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So when you catch yourself thinking about let's say, what's missing or lacking. For example, what's wrong about your partner or your family member? What is it that's about this person that is, what's missing in that person? Or what would you like to change about that person? What is it that you're complaining about all the time or would like to? You know what? Instead of focusing on that, switch in your mind. Switch to what you love about him or her instead. What are you grateful for about him or her? If you can't think of anything to appreciate about the person, then ask yourself what the lesson is. I assure you, there's a lesson there that is very, very important to you. Or what if you don't have a partner, you're lacking a partner, and you want to attract that person into your life, your soulmate, and it's all you think about, and you're just going through life thinking, oh, I wish he would just show up, or I wish she would just show up. Well, why is every person the wrong person? You know what? You are love. So start being the person that you want to attract. Start emulating the qualities. Pretend like it's an acting game, you know. Take on the role and be the love that you are. Be the type of person that you want to attract back to you. It's that simple. Another example, what's lacking as far as money goes? You're always thinking about, I don't have enough money for this. I don't have enough money for that. There isn't enough money, or there isn't enough food, or there, whatever it is that the lacking goes to, switch. Do a switch in your mind. Start appreciating what it is that you're paying your bills for. And switch to gratitude, such as, you know, you've got a bill in front of you and you're writing out your check, and instead of moaning and groaning about it, why don't you think about what you're paying for? How about the electricity or the heat or the air conditioning that you've been enjoying? Thank you for this electricity. Thank you for this heat. Thank you for the air conditioning. Or how about the food that has sustained you? What if you put it on your credit card and now you're paying your credit card bill? Why don't you think about how much you enjoyed not starving to death, how much you enjoyed that food, all right? Start blessing your food, by the way. That's another neat thing that you can do to start allowing more love into your life, is to give thanks and bless your food with your love. Chew it. Enjoy it. How about the clothes? Maybe you're paying a bill for some clothes that you bought that, you know, you can just be thankful for the clothes that keep you from going around naked like you did in your childhood nightmares. Change your inner dialogue and your outer speech to match what you intend to appreciate next. So instead of focusing on any lacking, instead focus on what you'd like to appreciate next with appreciation. Okay, the lacking is a lie. I know that it seems completely counterintuitive. You know, we look around and we see what's lacking. That's a lie. That's a lie. Because the truth is that we are abundance. We are all abundance. We are perfect wealth. You already are everything that you could ever desire. Let's talk about your physical appearance. Let's say, for example, what if you're overweight? So instead of focusing what you don't like about that, about your reflection, okay, switch. Do a switch in your mind. Click. Switch to appreciating your body. Okay, for example, your liver. If you're overweight, it's because you've got toxins going on in your body, whether they're emotional toxins or whether they're physical toxins, and your liver has been working overtime to keep you alive by taking those toxins and pushing them away from your vital organs and storing them in your fat to keep you from dying. So when you look in the mirror and you want to think about how fat you think you are, why don't you instead switch in your mind, switch to appreciating your liver, switch to appreciating your body that is your partner in this life. Thank it for keeping you alive. All right, so these are examples of things that you can do to increase love in your life by paying attention to your mind, okay, the words that you say to yourself as well as the ones that you speak aloud. Next, your body, physical well-being, feeling good. It's not easy to pay attention to your thoughts and your speech when your body feels bad. So when you feel constant pain or inflammation or fatigue or a general lack of energy, Buddha said that it's our duty to keep our body healthy in order to keep our mind sound and clear. So start eating right. Do a body detox. Do a little exercise. It doesn't have to be a big, rigorous thing. Go for a walk in nature. Just take 5 minutes after you eat a meal and go for a walk. It could be something that little, that simple. The diet and exercise that work are the ones that you actually stick to. So make modifications that are easy for you. If you're not sure what they are, contact me for a session. It's one of my specialties. Take vitamins. Vitamin absorption is closely related to your ability to receive and accept love in your life, and vice versa. When you can't receive or accept love in your life, your body is also not absorbing your vitamins properly. Drink more water. You really can vastly improve the way you feel physically by making some very minor little changes. That's going to help you to feel more love on the physical plane. All right, next, three, spirit. Let's talk about your sense of self-worth. I invite you to meditate. That is the best way, in my experience, to get to know your real self. Take a few minutes every day. It doesn't have to be an hour or 2 hours. You can just take 5 minutes at a time. And you can always work up and, you know, do it more frequently or longer. But just start with just 5 minutes, just to be in silence so that you may hear and feel that which comes from deep within you, that which is the real you. All you have to do is ask. It's that easy. Ask to feel your soul when you meditate. Ask to feel the love that is the real you. It's there. It's there, and it wants to connect with you. That love that you are is there. It wants to connect with you. Just ask, and it will be so. Then get quiet. Pay attention to your thoughts without judging them. Just observe whatever pops up or floats in. Just let it be there. Don't engage with it. Don't converse with it. Just observe it. No judging, no resisting, no attaching. Just pretend like you're at a mall watching the people walk by, kind of curious-like, and just let your thoughts show up while you wonder what thought is going to pop up next. You'll be amazed.
And, folks, the thought that pops up next for me is that you listen to this radio show every day because it will complement everything Patricia is talking about. And here are just some of the reasons from one of our most valuable guests, Beverly Nadler.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yay! Oh, I agree with that.
And the author of that fabulous poem, Beverly Nadler, she has a segment each and every Thursday, Here's to Your Health Thursday. Every single week, she is truly one of our most valuable guests, and I'm very grateful for that poem, which really does say it all. Back to the chat room, as I said, I can't put anything in there for technical reasons, but I do want to welcome new people to the chat room, Intuitive Healer Dave and Kathy, and if you can just drop a note in the chat room, I can see you, but I can't respond that way about how you found out about our show. So back to you, Patricia. You have a couple of more things you want to share on this topic, and then we'll move on to some other things.
All right. Yes, you know I do. Okay. All right. So, yeah, getting back, this final thoughts about meditating, just, you know, let the thoughts pop up. Let them come up. Just wonder, what thought am I going to have next? And you're going to be amazed at how quickly the thoughts start to get really quiet on you once you start paying attention to your thoughts. I have even made a really great meditation audio available to you if you have trouble meditating, and that's a free gift that I'm offering. If you go to my website, sign up for my mailing list. It's if you go to my new website, by the way, that's an announcement. I have a brand new website. It just went up 4 days ago. It's called IamWorthLove.com. So go there, subscribe to my mailing list, and you're going to get that free 30-minute audio that is for meditating. It's brainwave entrainment. It's great. It will definitely help you to meditate and really connect with your heart, with who you
and
are.
And that, folks, is IamWorthLove.com. IamWorthLove.com. Patricia, why don't we take this moment to talk about your book and how they can get a copy of that?
Oh, sure. Yeah. My book is called The Space Between, and the subtitle is An Inspirational Tale of the Journey Out of the Ego Mind and into Spirit. And that really is basically, it's in part my own personal story. The first part of the book is my own personal story, and the second part of the book is mostly channeled lessons. And it's an accounting of my own journey out of the ego mind, which is all about hating yourself and thinking of yourself as worthless, and into spirit, which is love. So I want you to keep that in mind. I actually did have that I'd like to share a small excerpt from the book that I wanted to share with you on this show. Do I have time to read that? It's just a couple of paragraphs.
Yeah. And then we're going to have to wrap up your segment.
Okay. All right. So this is from chapter 23 of my book, The Space Between. It's called The Way Home. And the excerpt goes like this. And this is something that I had my guides actually told me one day in meditation, and it really touched my heart. And it's a message for me, but it was really meant for all of us. And it goes like this. You are unique in all creation. You are so very special. Never has there been and never again will there be another who is just like you. You are beautiful beyond expression and loved beyond what any words could ever say. You are recognized and so very appreciated. Your soul very much wants to live through you, free of all of the ego mind's delusions of suffering. There is no one else like you, and all that is asked is for you to acknowledge who you really are so that you may live in truth for as long as you are here. Would you deny your own soul this wish and remain instead as a slave to the ego mind's suffering? You have no idea how truly special you are as long as you remain in the darkness of illusion. Never again will your soul have the opportunity to live as you. Our souls come back again for as long as we dream, but you will never again be exactly as you are right now. Life greatly desires to be lived by you right now in the space between. You are life. If you are not allowing your true self to live through you and as you, you are not really living. Feel your truth. Feel it in your heart. Be the real you, right here, right now. Feel consciousness. Feel spirit. Feel source. Feel it in your entire being, all of your energy bodies. Feel your love and light surging through your entire body mind. Feel yourself. Know yourself. Cherish this very moment, regardless of what appears to be going on in your outer reality. Cherish every person around you. For as you will never be exactly as you are now, in this form that you inhabit, neither will they. The universe is ever changing. Appreciate all that is in this very moment, for the next time you look, it is different, never to be exactly the same ever again, for as long as the dream of life goes on. Appreciate the uncertainty you perceive, even as you know that in spirit all is certain, And what is certain is that everything you perceive around you shall pass back into the nothingness from which it came. And as for the rest of that message, I really encourage you to get the book. Believe me, it's one of the greats. It's one of the best you'll ever read. You can get that on Amazon. It's called The Space Between by me, Patricia Reed, or you can find it on my website, iamworthlove.com/the-space-between. Write that down. Go there now. Grab the book and read it as soon as you can, because the book itself is a gateway for love in your life. Again,
thank you so much, Patricia. Great message today. Great book that you have. And, folks, I want to refer you to my website as well. It's Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. And you will see my services and hundreds of testimonials from people all over the country, people just like you. Here are just some that I want to share with you today.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy, and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, I say to you, ask yourself the question, if not now, when? If not now, when will you check out Patricia's wonderful book, The Space Between? When will you check out the websites? When will you step outside of your comfort zone? Here's something that I created for those of you that might need just a wee bit of a push to get out of your comfort zone. Your Comfort Zone by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Don't call your friends. Get off the phone. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Turn off your radio. Turn off the TV. I won't call you. Don't you call me. Really take heed of what I say. Get things accomplished every day. You have a goal, maybe two. How will you handle it? What will you do? You can go to a movie and have some fun, or you can work on your goals and get things done. The choice is yours. What will you choose? Do you want to win or think you will lose? Your thoughts will always determine your fate. Keep them positive. Keep them great. Make your list. Keep it real and take each goal and seal the deal. You can take small steps or a quantum leap as long as you're moving and not asleep. You will win at this and accomplish more. It'll make you happy each time you score. It's great to have a mastermind group. It's best to keep a coach in the loop. Just go for it. Don't fret or moan. Time to get out of your comfort zone.
Patricia Reed, you know a thing or two about getting outside your comfort zone. Would you like to share with our folks what's transpired for you in the last 30 days?
Well, it's been a little more than 30 days now, but getting out of the comfort zone, let's talk about a 16-year relationship that came to an end. And that is one way out of the comfort zone. You know, we have these soul contracts with each other, and sometimes they come to an end. And it's really what's best for people to just let go and move on and look for the love, look for the lessons, and let go in forgiveness. And so,
didn't you move out of your home in the last 30 days? That was what I was kind of thinking about as well. That's a big, big life changer. I know I moved out of New York, a lifetime resident of New York. I moved to Florida in August. I know how huge that is. Didn't you just move recently?
Yep. The end of that relationship also involved a move. So, yeah, we're talking about getting out of the comfort zone in a big way.
Absolutely. And folks of you, it takes sometimes letting go of that which you're comfortable in to create something so much better that you don't even really know when you close the door what door will open. So if you're thinking of a life changer such as ending a relationship because it's no longer working for you, or moving out of your home because that's no longer working for you, I wrote this for all of you that actually think you'll get to it someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? And we see here we have an anonymous caller that would like to say something or ask something. I ask that you hang up, dial *82. I don't usually put anonymous people on the show. So if you do that, I will come back to you. Anonymous caller, you indicated you'd like to say something. That's fine. Just hang up, dial *82, and call us back, and I'd like to do that for you. Looking in the chat room, appreciate all of you for being there, especially the new people. Hoping you would have let me know how you got there. I suspect you are friends or clients of Patricia Reed's. A lot of you find me through Blog Talk Radio, but it's something I always like to know. Patricia, what would you say to people that actually think someday is going to come around?
I think that one of the best things you can do is take someday and give it a date and write it down. Okay, so take a pen and a piece of paper or a journal and just write down this word someday and put down a date. And then what is it that you've been telling yourself that you're going to do? Someday this is going to happen. Someday I'm going to do this or be that or have this. You know what? Just pick one thing. Start there. One thing that is attainable, that is believable to you, and turn someday, give it a date. And then make a little list, you know, a little sub-list there that says, now what do I need to do to attain this by such and such a date? What are the little steps that I've got to break this down into? And write those down and give those little dates. Don't put someday next to each little thing on the list, but give those dates too. And if you're not going to do that, then take someday and why don't you just wipe that right out of your vocabulary.
Absolutely good advice. And Intuitive Healer Day, thanks for letting me know that you got an email from Tricia about our show. I have no idea who Tricia is. So please thank Tricia and Mark. Yeah. Oh, you're Tricia?
I only know you as Patricia.
Oh, okay. So you want to say hi to Dave for actually joining us today.
Hi, Dave. Glad to see you here.
Okay,
I know. You can type something there, too. I'm looking at what people are typing here.
I have no way of typing in anything, but I can see you. They can't see me. Now I'm going to go to our board as promised, 303-751. Thank you for getting out of anonymous. Just tell us your name, where you're calling from, and why you're what you'd like to share on the show. 303-751. I have your mic on. You went out of anonymous. Call back in as requested. I'm giving you your chance. Would you like to share something?
I don't know. I didn't know I was going to be on here. I have no idea how I got on here. But
I thought you pressed number one, came in anonymously, and I said call back and I'll let you speak. If you don't want to speak, that's totally cool. Thanks for calling, and you might have to attend to your baby. Okay, so back to you. Now I know you're known as Tricia. I know there are people that are called Tricia, but I only know you as Patricia. So, folks, when we were talking about the someday, and you heard from Patricia, otherwise known as Tricia as well, then my mantra is to ask yourself, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Oh. Folks, if you're enjoying the show today with Patricia Reed, I invite you to go into our archives, October 26, 2012, Let the Anger Go. Patricia Reed talks about forgevness. And then on Jan 16, 2013, Communicating with Your Body Mind. Patricia, what would you like to say to wrap up?
I just love that thought of if not now, when. I love that you play that. I love that you share that, because that's exactly what we are. That's one thing that I definitely tell people about, is practice being present now, because that's what you are. You are now. Love is now. Everything is now. That's what you are. So, you know, give a thought of someone else. Give a thought of love to someone else, or a smile, or any other gift, without putting any conditions or expectations on it for the future, or holding on to something from the past. Just give now, simply to give, without any weight of any expectations for anything in return, and let yourself receive the joy that you feel in the giving, and then allow other people that same joy by receiving back from them gracefully. And that's another thing that you can do to let more love into your life, is just be now. Give now, don't expect, and receive.
And I
want
to take this opportunity to thank all those people that give so much to the show, all of the guests like Patricia Reed that do such an excellent job, Kurt Fitzpatrick, our most talented guest, who provided the improvisations, impersonations, our opening number, our closing number. And also I want to acknowledge Andre Porter, who wrote this original song, and I liked it so much as a fun, upbeat thing. For those of you focused on money, I want to share this with all of you, an original by Andre Porter, who wrote the words and sings it as well.
You're now tuned into the Joyce Barry Show. We're all about that positive progress. We're all about that money. Yes, give me the money, 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 money. We need money, 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 money. Where's the money, 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 money? More money, more money, more money, more. Every day price rise, now we need the money more. Can't wait for the money, every day we run the money down. True hustlers always run the money down. Food have to eat, clothes cost money. Bills must pay, where's the landlord money? Kids have to eat, where's the school fee money? Every day a woman complain about money, cause those who want it can't get it, and those who get it don't want it, so that's why they lose it. So when God bless, we won't lose it. Hustle for the art, never hustle for the vanity. Hustle for the love, cause you have to feed your family. Mother, father, uncle, auntie, brothers are your sister them, niece are your nephew them. Give with the money, 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 money. We need money, 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 money. Where's the money, 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 money? No blood money, 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 money. No funny money, 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 money. More money, more money, more money, more. So if you wanna eat, then you know you have to hustle. Anything you do to make your money is your hustle. So I love life, I love God, I love me. You can do you or watch me do me. Best of the best, maybe the best of the next. Put me to the test, I guarantee the crown. So you can run, tell the kings that I need the crown. The real kings that no crowns, that proclaiming the crown. That I'm a winner, I was born to win. I play the hand God dealt, I will never give in. I'm going in like never before. I'm like something never seen before. I'm not before me, there was many after me the same. But if you think what I think, you never think the same. The game never changes, so you play the game. So learn to calculate your moves, learn to train your brain. I got games. Swag sick, it's not me to blame. If you believe in yourself, you would feel the same. We need money, 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 money. Where's the money, 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 money? Don't want no blood money, 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 money. Don't want no funny money, 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 money. Give me the English money, 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 money. The Japanese money, 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 money. Canadian money, 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 money. More money, more money, more money, more. Ah, more money, more money, more money, more. Joyce, more money, more. More money, more money, more. Joyce, more money, more money, more money, more.
I must say, I got such a kick out of that song, Andre Porter, because he included our show in the beginning. He included me at the end. Had no idea it was a surprise, and I did get a big kick out of that. Thank you, Andre Porter. And for those of you that are focused on money and really have that going on, you need more money, want more money, whatever difficulties you have, I advocate a home-based business for you, part-time, full-time, anytime, and this is how I choose one.
The home biz I choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline and leaders with a positive tone. The comp plan is generous, the products are great. It's time to join in, no reason to wait. We'll be smitten as we're sitting in a business that we are all winning. A company who does care, the business I must share with you.
Contact Joyce Barry, the home business coach, and you can start earning extra income today. Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now, coachjoyce@aol.com.
And to find out more about Patricia, you certainly want to read her book, The Space Between. It's a personal story. Her website, IamWorthLove.com. And I'm going to close out this show with a celebration of life and a celebration of love by, once again, my most talented guest, Kurt Fitzpatrick.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
You can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.